What up, what up, what up? It's your girl Sully from Anchor, back with another one. So let's jump into it. Phenomenal. So it is Throwback Thursdays. Did my finals. Wasn't that bad though. Kind of feel like a fail. Anyways, Throwback Thursdays. So I'm gonna tell you a story of the time I was in elementary school, which where I'm from is primary school. From Jamaica, y'all. Wagwan! Yeah, so this was the time I broke my finger. So I was in class. Me being myself in elementary school, I did not give a fuck about who's around me and what the teacher was saying. I just wanted recess to come. So in class, chilling, doing nothing, then I feel like, you know those, I don't know who born in the 90s, but you know those HB2 or HB, I don't know what the pencil is with the yellow part. Yeah, the point of the pencil, I felt that hit me in my head. I'm like, what? So it's about to go down. So I turn around, and me being me at the time, yo, I was a kid. So anything, and I was a spoiled kid. So anything I did not get my way or something happened to me, I throw a fucking fit. So I turn around and I saw a boy 2 seats from behind me laughing. So I'm like, all right, so who's laughing did it? So I got up, I punched him right in the freaking face, bro. And he got up, he punched me. I don't know, I can't remember exactly, but I think he punched me the side of my face, and I went off. I took a ruler, which is like a board one, and I slapped him right near the eyes, like right underneath his eyes, and then I went beast on his eyes. I thumped him, hitting him, do us. I was like so mad that I did not feel the freaking pain till it finished. When they break us apart and I got lunch detention, so I did not enjoy my recess. So I had to sit in the corner with the teacher, and he had to sit over the next side. And my finger is killing me. I mean, it's swelled big as a potato, bigger than that, and it's shaking every time I lift it up. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't tell the teacher because I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So guess what I did? So I hold that shit down like a freaking G, bro. Like, I hold that pain down so hard for 30 minutes that I could not bear it anymore. So I went to my teacher. She brought me to the guidance counselor office. Now I'm thinking about it. Why the guidance counselor office? Like, bitch, my hand is broke. Why you bring me here? Told you she did not like me. Why not the nurse? So she called my mom. My mom came. She picked me up. We went to the house. We were getting ready to go to the doctor's office. And we were walking out the house. She stopped me and she's like, did you win? I'm like, what? She's like, did you win? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, because if you did not win, I would not bring you to the doctor's office. I'm like, what the fuck? What mentality do you have that you do not want me bring me to the doctor's office because I did not win a fight? But, yep. That's how that went down, but yo, that's my time, y'all. We out. Phenomenal. Almost forgot. You guys can message me or tell me what you want to hear, right?